Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
There's a real Cinderella in Florida Gulf Coast story. This is Archansky with Tuesday Sports Notebook. Move over, Tom Brady and A.J. McCarron. There's a new superhero with a new supermodel wife that is burning up HGTV sets and websites all over the world. His name is Andy Enfield, and her name is Amanda Markham. And their team is the Cinderella of the NCAA tourney, the first 15 seed to make the even sweeter 16. Compared to the Eagles story, the rest of the teams are the forgotten 15, at least until someone knocks out Florida Gulf Coast and its mystery roster of tall, talented, and athletic players. Next up is in-state rival Florida, which will be a heavy favorite to send old FGCU home, just like Georgetown was in the round of 64. A few people are not surprised at this amazing story. Duke's Mike Krzyzewski thought the small school from Fort Myers was pretty good when it gave the Blue Devils a game at Cameron early in the season. Miami coach Jim Larrañaga, who has the third team from the Sunshine State in the Sweet 16, knew it when the Eagles actually beat the Hurricanes. That loss, ironically, may have kept Miami from getting a number one seed. Who knows, they might get a rematch on April 8th. Enfield's story is as stunning as his wife, who is a millionaire lingerie model featured on magazine covers worldwide. If you saw her in the stands in Philly over the weekend, you can understand why. They met on a trip to a basketball game. Their first official date was at a Taco Bell at an arena. Wonder how long it'll take for them to be thinking outside the bun on a TV commercial. If not, it's because Enfield doesn't need the fame or fortune. He went to Johns Hopkins and still holds the NCAA record for free throw accuracy in the season, 92.5%. His shooting motion was so textbook pure, he made teaching videos and became the shooting coach for two NBA teams before taking a job as an assistant and recruiter at Florida State. By then, Enfield had already made $1 million with a Wall Street startup and, of course, landed his best five-star recruit in Amanda. But he wanted his own team to play his own style of run and gun on one end and tough D on the other. So he took the Florida Gulf Coast job and became the best and best-looking story of March Madness. This is Archansky. See ya.